from the sitio we did yesterday that you need to be mashlim, a couple of the small points. The Rambam writes in Dalia Tess by Beno, and Hayu Smuchim al Shulchano, V'chaval Behem Pater. If a person's sons are Smuchim al Shulchano, and you beat them, your Pater, Bein Sheiv Dolem, Bein Sheiv Tan. So what does that mean? Why are you Pater? V'chaval, it means you're Pater from Sheves, because since there are so many al Shulchan Avihem, so he's supporting them, so he gets their Maisi Adayim, therefore he's Pater from Sheves. But L'chora, what if the kids have Tsar, or Boshes, or Ripoy, or Nezek, he would have to pay them for it, right? Because even by a daughter, the Rambam wrote in Halacha Yud Dalad, that if you're Chovo Bevito, you have to pay your Tsar and Ripoy and Boshes. And L'chora, that's across the board. In other words, even if she is Someches al Shulchano, you have to pay her that. You're only Pater from Sheves, because he's Ochan her Maisi Yadayim, and Nezek, because of Rabbi Yochanan's Chiddush. So, if you have to pay your daughter Tsar Ripoy Boshes, so certainly you'd have to pay your son, who happens to be Somech al Shulchano. And the son of Chorosh should get Nezek, because also that the daughter doesn't get Nezek doesn't apply to the son. So, right? So that makes sense. Right, again, the Rambam said over there by daughter, right? Daughter is Yudalad, the sons are Yudtes. By daughter it says, Acholo levas ketana shal achirim, im Nezek hapofis osam ikaspa rehu shal av, v'chein jivta shal av, shal rei maisi adav v'kasem chirasa shal aviyahu, Aval, Tsar, Uboshes, Ripoy, Harehu Shalah, Vachain Nezek, Shein Apophis, Asami Kaspa, Shalah. Right, so we talked about Nezek, Shein Apophis, Asami Kaspa. Vachain, Hachovo Bevito, Mishalim La, Tsar, Ripoy, and Boshes. Right, so Hachovo Bevito, you pay your Tsar, Ripoy, and Boshes, but you would keep the Nezek and the Shavas. Fine. So again, even though the Rambam didn't say that when you're chovel your sons who are so mechal shulchano, he says, the Rambam says you don't have to pay your pater. What does he mean your pater? Well, it has to mean your pater only from what? From sheves, but not from other things. That's the way I would read the Rambam. And I saw that's the way the Gra reads the Rambam. However, the Ramah doesn't read the Rambam that way, nor does he seem to read the Mechaber that way. The Ramah understood that according to the Rambam, if you are chovel bivno, v'somech al shulchano, you're pater across the board, right? Because the Rambam actually did say pater. Rambam says if you're chovel bivno, v'somech al shulchano, you're pater. What does pater mean? For everything. Hamishadvarim. Aye. But didn't the Rambam say in Halacha Yadala that if you're chovel bivito, you have to pay her tsar, boshas, and riboy? So must mean that's talking about Ein Somech al Shulchano. That's what halacha, you have to make an ukimta. Halacha Yadav is talking about if she's not Somechas al Shulchano, but if she's Somechas al Shulchano, then you're pater across the board. So, it's a very big chiddush in the Rambam. I guess that is the more literal reading of the Rambam. Well, I guess you have to make an ukimta one way or the other.
Why are you only paying, if ain't smuchim, you're only paying three to the girl? You're only going to pay tsar?
If it's ain't samach al shulchano, so you would pay her tsar, boshes, ripoy. She's so meches al shulchano.
And how is it, and no sheves? If it's ain't smuchim?
Well, yeah, I mean, she would get, what's halacha by ain't samach al shulchano? When Rambam says you'd be potter from sheves, he has to mean hadafa, right? Because he has to feed her, or she has to be fed, but by the bas he's zocha to her hadafa, even if she's somechas al shulchano, and therefore he would be pater to that extent.
Did he give her the ikur?
Yeah,
hadafa.
He would keep the hadafa and give her the ikur. That's what he'd mean. That's what he means. You're pater from Shefes.
So in the case where he's chovel her himself.
Yeah, yeah. Right? When he's chovel her, what did the Rambam say? He's pater. Right?
Right.
From Nezek and Shefes, Chayev in Ripoy, Tsar, and Boshes. Good. Now, if you learn like the Ramah, that would have to be talking about which situation? Dafka Einena Samechas al Shulchanu. So then I'm just saying, so what do you mean? If he's Einena Samechas al Shulchanu, then he has to give her Shabbos.
Right.
So you have to say no, it means Hadafa. He's Pater from giving her the Hadafa. That's L'chayra, the way you have to say it according to the Ramah. And then the Gra points out that this is basically, this question is taloi in the two terutzim of Tosfos, right? Meaning to say, in Tosti Maschon the Katani, namely, the Gra understood like the second answer of Tosfos, that if you're Samach al Shulchano, that only will pater you from Sheves, basically. But Shardvarim, right? If you're Samach al Shulchano, you'll be chayev. And Tosfos, sorry, the Ramah held like the first answer in Tosfos, and therefore the Ramah holds your pater from all things. Now, what's the svar? It's very strange. Just because my kids are Samech al Shulchano, so why should I get their boshes? Why should I get their tsar? It doesn't seem to make so much sense. I don't know. I think the answer has to be that they made a takana that. For this halacha, because to encourage parents to support their children. And therefore, in order to get them to support their children, so that's what they said. So take a look. One could look it up in the Shulchan Aruch, Taf Chav Dalet Siv Zayin. So the Mechaber writes, in Hayu Smuchan al Shulchano Chavo Bahem Pater, Bein She Dolan Bein She Uktanim. So it's not clear what the Mechaber means, right? Like the Rambam, it's not clear what it means. But then the Rambam writes, "Hagav yesh omrim deino pater b'smuchan al shulchan al mishaves aval chayav b'shar dal advar." In other words, because it's yesh omrim, sounding like he's disagreeing. In other words, Rambam understood that the Mechaber paskened like the Rambam is understood, I think, by the Magid Mishnah in Halachia test that your pater from all Chamisha Dvarim, and then the Ramah saying about we paskin like the Rush, who would say that Samach HaShulchan is only pater from Sheves. Okay. There's an interesting discussion if you're, once you're looking at the Shulchan Aruch and the Fisle Tshuva over there, a halacha that's almost in the end of the Yom, one of the halachos during the 9 days, because you're not supposed to hit your kids. Not supposed to hit your head. Oh, you're telling me that. So, guys, it's going to be a vacation next week.
A little bit in the clear now.
That's it. So, it goes without saying that that's probably not a good idea to hit your kids ever. But we do know that in the olden days, people did hit their kids. The Gra writes that it's very appropriate to occasionally do so when appropriate. It's an interesting lunchtime discussion why things changed.
Provide you still think so.
Okay, maybe. I hear.
That's fair. I
have it. The you know, question is to who and when and under what circumstances.
Yeah.
But I think it's very. Yeah. Anyway,
I think Volby also says like it is.
Volby says absolutely usher to hit your kids. You read it?
Yeah. Zriya.
That's what I'm referring to also. Okay. We'll compare notes, but during lunch. So anyway, it's not immediately nogea because they're in the 9 days manasha. Anyway, so the shaila is like this. What happens if if you hit your kids, and nachmas kas, but it was bishvil limudo, right? In other words, you overdid it a little bit. So are you chayev in arba dvarim or are you pater? Right? In other words, our halachas all teaches us that if you hit your kids, you have to pay. So clearly, that means if you hit your kids inappropriately, you have to pay. What about when you damage them, right? But what about if you hit them appropriately, meaning to say, b'taras chinuch, and you damage them, do you have to pay? Or the same thing for Talmidav. So that's a question that's discussed by the Achronim in the Pesachei Tshuva over here. So he quotes that according to the Shlis Yaakov, your pater, why? Because we know that the halacha is that if a person kills their child while hitting them, either because, but Torah's mitzvah, they're hitting them so that they learn, or in the process of teaching them Torah, or teaching them umnus, or teaching them chachma. You see, agav, from, right, that's what the Rambam writes. If you hit your kid while teaching them Torah, umnus, or chachma, then you're pater. Why? Because you're hitting them in the context of a mitzvah. So you see from here, the Ragat Shavar points out that there's a mitzvah to teach your child all three things. Torah, that's pashat. Umnus is also pashat. Chachma as well. Whereas when the Rambam says you're pater for teaching, when he's given chachma, you see that there's an independent mitzvah of teaching your child chachma that's not just the Torah's umnus, right? Torah mada. It's not just the Torah parnasa, it's also mitzvah. So that's the Rambam writes. So anyway, so he says, you see here, you're pater from galus, so too you should be pater from pain. Maybe he'll say, no, you're only pater from galus, it's a gzeres hakasa, but you'd have to pay them. So he says, that's wrong. Da mevor sham begemara, de ilu pturim misham de mitzvah ka'avid. Imke naitam yish lifter mikulam. What's his raya? Kedemrinam gabe ratz pe'erev Shabbos pe'enash mashos. We know, you're running Erev Shabbos pe'enash mashos, and you cause certain types of nezek, you're pater. Why? Because you're being ratz per shus. Let's say you break chavios and rishus rabbit. So too here, since I damaged Bershus, why? Because the father has rishus to hit his kid to teach him Torah. So even though you probably hit a little too hard, you broke his arm, but still, since Be'etzem, it was Bershus, so we know that you're pater from Teshlom. Now that's a jump, because you could have said that's only by Chovah B'mamon Chaveiro, where we say you're pater if it's Bershus, but not when the Guch. But he's assuming it would be true here as well. And then he notes, even though you're not, you could have said it's not Bershus, because you're not supposed to hit your hit very hard, right? The halacha is, even if you do hit, you're supposed to hit Barakta the Misani, the Lobach Zarius. You have to do it. The goal is not to hurt the child, to maybe scare them a little bit, but show disfavor. But still, you shouldn't do it hard. But still, since you did it, you know, as part of a mitzvah and Bershus, you'd be pater from Tashlumim. He says, yeah, but still, based in Shikansim him a little bit, because he overdid it. But but basically a pater. We shouldn't constantly wish to work on. So that's one opinion in the Pesachei Tshuva. But the other opinion in the Pesachei Tshuva, the Tshuvas HaRanach, disagrees. He says that Shaliach based in Shika Nipnei Kas V'Chaim Az Chayev. Sorry, the opposite. The Tshuvas HaRanach also ponders you. Again, he says that Meishur Migdar Milsa, you should at least pay Refua, but you shouldn't, you don't have to pay the other things. Tshuvas HaRanach is also pondering you. And again, L'chaora, according to this understanding, then you'd have to be Mukim our whole simen that says you're Chayev when you beat your kids, as talking about when you're Chovel, not Liyasro. When you're Chovel Yasra, when you're Chovel in the Parsha of Chinuch, then you would be Pater. However, the Tshuvas Kiryas Chana is the one who paters, who's Machayev. He says, no, our Sugi is talking about Afiliko Liyasro, I, the Gemara that says you're pater from galus, that's only galus. But lenin da'al dvarim, this rabu shogeg kmezid. So if this rabu shogeg kmezid, what you did was wrong, you're not allowed to do it, and you have to pay for it. And so that's an interesting machlokas, whether under what circumstances are Gemara's machayev, the father who hits the son. Is it only when he hits it, the son, not in the partial chinuch, or even if he hits him in the partial of chinuch? But one last minor point. So, as we noted yesterday, the Gemara is clear that if somebody else hits your child, let's say your daughter who somechas al shulchano, you don't mind if she keeps it because it's tsar and it's me'alma, right? Good. So Rambam writes like this in Halacha Yudah Lechovah Levas Ketana Shal Acherim Im Nezek Hapolches Osa Mikaspa Harehu Shal Av Vechein Shivta Shal Av Sharei Maisi Adav Vekesu Chivasa Shal Aviyah. So I guess this just, well, we sort of made this point. Alright, right. Now we're sort of coming in at the opposite direction. So the Torah understood that Rambam was talking about Samechas al Shulchano. But Enos Shamechas al Shulchano, she would get the Sheves. And she would get the Sheves. If she Shamechas al Shulchano, so then she should get everything, because he's not Makbid, right? Because it's Me'alma and Ein Matzar, and Bal Yedei Tzar. So that's why the Rush disagrees with this Rambam, or he writes that the Rush disagrees. But it could be that the Rambam is talking about a case where she's Ein Somechas al Shulchano. And when it says the father gets the Sheves, that's talking about a case of the Hadafa. Okay, good. And that's the Gro would be it. Good. So let's read on in the Sugya. So next Sugya starts at the top of Pei Ches. Amad Aleph. Hachov Beve Kanani Shal Acherim Chayev. And Rabbi Yehuda says you're poter from Boshes. My time in Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda poter? Hachov Beve Kanani Shal Acherim Boshes. Amar Kra Ki Natzuan Hashem Yachdav Ish VeAchiv. B'mi Sheyesh Lo Achva Yatsa Eved Sheein Lo Achva. Rabbanan Achiv Hu B'Mitzvos. So what is Rebbe, what's this drasha of Rebbe Yehuda that we exempt you from boshes because ein lo achva? So here we have three approaches in the Rishonim. The first approach is from Rashi in our sugya, and Rashi writes that it's because he's eino ba b'kahal. Says Rashi, dibur hamashil eved yatsa eved ein lo achva im Yisrael shein ba b'kahal. Now, there's an obvious problem about this, Rashi, which is, according to Rashi, so there should be, Rabbi Yehuda should say there's no boshas if you, and the Vayish Amamzir, or Psuadaka, or all the people that are Einam Vayim Mekal, Chara Tzoy Tachin, or Shalmanu Davar Kazet, that there's no boshas if you damage Amamzir. So how could that be? And the Tosus Yantif over here writes that in general we don't find that the lashon of the achva is coming to be memayid b'yaska. So the Pnei Yeshua answers that Rashi doesn't mean to say iser lavo b'kal, like skuda manzer or psuadaka. It means that since he's not ba b'kal, so memela he couldn't have a brother who's a Yisrael. In other words, ki natsu an Hashem yachdav. So, that's what the pasuk says. So that means he has to have a brother, and since he's eno babakal, he couldn't have a brother, right? Why? Because an eved, how could an eved have a brother who's a Jew? He's aser b'yisraelus. And even his daughter's Asur Yisrael. So any descendant of this Eved could never have a brother who's Yisrael. Masha'im came, let's say, a mamzer or others, so they could have a brother or a child that's a Yisrael, that's a brother to a Yisrael, that is Achma. So that's why the Yeshua reads Rashi. Okay, that's the first Pshat in Rashi. Now there's a second Pshat in Rashi that's in the Gilyon over here. It's also Rashi in Sanhedrin, Pei Vav. Apparently it was removed from our Rashi from the censors. So we'll just read it. Lishnachrina, Eved Ein Lo Achva, Shemuter Be'achoso, Uve'eshes Achiv. Dechsiv, Am Hachamor, Im Hachamor, Shulacham Po Im Hachamor, Vizeh Shamati. So what's the second shot in Rashi? That he's potter because he's mutter b'achoso. Right? Am hadome lechamor. So what does this mean to say? Or what he means to say is that there's no mitzios of achva or kurva with any other person. And the Ravid spells that out, I think, over here. In other words, it's actually what Rashi seems to be saying. As the Ravid seems to be pointing out, is an Eved is even more than a guy. A guy has korva mitzad ha'aim, not mitzad ha'av. An Eved, because it says im adom el chamor, am adom el chamor, is not shecht korv at all. And memela, when it says ki anash yinatzuan Hashem yachdav, so it means achim, someone who's in the parsha of korva, yatza Eved, who's not in the parsha of korva. As the word achim comes to exclude someone who's not in the parsha of korva. Now, Tosos over there in Sanhedrin asks on Rashi, well, what about a ger or a meshuchar? In other words, we know Gershon has got katan shenola dami, so all of his relatives are not actually, technically speaking, related to him either. Okay, you're not allowed to marry them, but fundamentally, a ger is not related to his relatives. So you're going to say that there's no boshes. So lechora, the answer is no. In other words, the reason why an eved isn't related to his, not eved, a ger isn't related to his old relatives is because Gershon's got a katan shenola dami. But it's not because he's mufka from korva, right? And that's why if he has children after he converts, they are certainly related to him. Mashein ken in eved, because amadom el chamor, is mufka from korva. And that's what Rashi means when he says that, or Rabbi Yehuda means, when he says that you're pater, because he's not shaykh to the parsha of achva, he's not shaykh to the parsha of korva, of relations. So that's the pshat in Rashi. So that pshat in Rashi is a little easier to understand than the first pshat in Rashi. Again, the first pshat in Rashi maybe you could learn like Pnei Yeshua, in which case it's also very similar. The Aruch Lener tries to combine the two pshatim in Rashi. He says like they don't work each one on its own. He says the pshat is that there's two types of achva. So a ger has achva in Yisrael because he's mutter lavo bekal. So that's why the first reason that Rashi says isn't relevant to a ger. So that's why this bosh is for a ger. But a mamzer would be excluded by the first pshat in Rashi because he's in a ravid lavo bekal. But he's going to be included in the second pshat in Rashi because avada he has korva, he has achim. Right? The mamzer has achim, the tzedakah has achim. So you need sort of both pshatim and Rashi to... Each pshat and Rashi is mashlim each other, right? Between these two definitions of achva, it would explain why the eved is pater from both. You're pater from paying boshes to the eved, but you would be chayv to be boshes for a mamzer or a ger and the like. It's not the pashas and Rashi. First of all, it sounds like the Rashi, these are two perushim, right? Rashi says, lishna chwina, and Sanhedrin only brings that one. And also, if you really hold to the Aruch Lener's theory, so then if you had a tzuadaka that was a ger, right, then you would have no boshas. So if you think it's obvious that a tzuadaka is boshas and a ger is boshas, it's strange that a tzuadaka that's a ger doesn't have boshas, right? So it's a very difficult shot. It's a cute shot, but it's a difficult shot. Okay, but anyway, again, so Rashi, at least in the second shot, saying what? That he's not in a parsha pachmi. Now the Rambam also writes in Yisrei Via, Yud Dalet Yud Zayin, that Avadim don't have any relatives, like Rashi, but he gives a different reason. The Rambam writes, Ha'eved Mutar Lisa Imo, Kshu Eved, Vein Tzach Lomar Bito V'Choso Kiyotze Bahen. Why? Shekvar Yatza Mechal Akum. In other words, we know that when the Eved becomes a guy becomes an Eved, he's quasi-converted. Ve'ein ha'arayos asuros al ha'akam asuros alav. Right? So the quasi-gerus, the law ba'lechlal Yisrael, but he's not a complete ger, k'deshi asur alav arayos asuros al-gerus. In other words, since he's yatzim ha'akam, but he wasn't nechnas lechlal Yisrael, so memela, he's mutter be'imo and achoso p'yotze b'hem. So it's a different reason for the halacha that why an eved is mutter than what Rashi says. Rashi says it's because I'm not a mochamor, and the Rambam says because of this other point. The Rambam is based off of the Gemara in Arba Mises and Daf Melches on the base. The third pshat in our sugya is found in Tosfos. Tosfos writes, eved doesn't have achva because ein tzatzav kuyin achim. Right? Because they're enum domen elo lebehema. That's why the Rashba understands Tosfos. Mashen Ken, of course, again, right? The kasha that Tosfos asks on Rashi, what about a ger? So it's not a kasha on Tosfos, because the tzatzav, the children of the ger, are achim. Mashen Ken, the eved. Now, luchora, what's the pshat? Luchora, the pshat on Tosfos is because the children of the eved are the property of the adam. Right? And that's why they're different. That's why there's no achla liyotze chalatzav, mashen kein ager, or a guy. Okay. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so if you're levayish and eved, you're pater. So is it mutter levayish and eved? So if you take a look at Tosfos, Nida Nan Zayin Bet Aleph, quoted by the Vilya Nashas and the Mishnah, so vade, it's aser, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara Nida there has a story about how Shmuel embarrassed his shifcha, and he paid her a lot of money, latze sidei shamayim. So it's aser, though maybe your pata. There's an interesting Rashi in Gittin, the Chaf Aleph on the base, to Maschelo, that an adon may not be, it's aser to be chovel ba'avdo. Why? So Rashi writes, kevan shu'achav b'mitzvos, the od, because we know that an eved is yotze the rosh eva. So why does Rashi need both pshatim? Right? Why didn't he just say achav b'mitzvos? So probably the answer is he's trying to explain why it's true even according to Yehuda. Right? Rabbanan say that eved is achav b'mitzvos. Rabbi Yehuda seems to deny that. So maybe you think according to Rabbi Yehuda you're allowed to be chol the avdo, and Rashi is saying no. Because even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that he's Yotze B'Rosh Eivarim. Now maybe he'll say, so then it's only us to hit the Eved. How do we know I'm allowed to? It's also to embarrass. But Lachar, the pshat is that the fact that the Eved is Yotze B'Rosh Eivarim is an indication that about how wrong it is to hit the person. And likewise, you shouldn't look at him as your property. He's a human being. You shouldn't look at him as your animal. He's a human being. Even if Rabbi Yehuda potters you from Boshes, he's still a human being. And therefore, it's usher to hit him, and it's usher to embarrass him. And if you hit him, and he's Yotzi Rosh Eivarim, happens to be your potter from Tashlumin, if you embarrass him. Or somebody else embarrasses him, I suppose. But still, it will be usher. Now, why are you potter? According to Rabbi Yehuda, why is there a patur of Boshes? So, might just be it's Exer Sarkasov, the Marcos Apostle, it's Exer Sarkasov. It could be also, the Lashon of the Gemara, which patters him from the Pasuk due to the fact that he lacks Achva, might indicate that it's because he's not a full-fledged Jew. That's manifest itself in his lack of yichus, but it's a reflection of the fact that he's not fully Jewish. In other words, we know that according to the whole idea of Boshes that we see in so many places, is Boshes is a really very big chiddush, and it doesn't apply in, under a number of circumstances. And this is one of the circumstances. However, it is worthwhile noticing that, so, you know, when you read the Gemara, I suppose, at first glance, you get the impression, according to the Chachamim, he's Achav B'mitzvos, right? And it's not true, according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, is not Achav B'mitzvos, right? That's the simple meaning of the Gemara. But I think, even from the Gemara, it sounds that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, is Achav B'mitzvos. How do I know that? So let's read the next line in the Gemara. El Me'ata, Rabbi Yehuda, Zomim Me'aved, Lo Yeharug. Lo yaharogu, dechsis vaasisam lo kasher zamam lasos lachiv, and we know that's not true. Amirav amar sheishes amakra uviyatara mikir becha mikol makom. So what's the Gemara saying? That if let's say Yisrael is made about an eved that is chayv malkos, and then that Yisrael serves him, so he gets malkos. Even though the pasuk says kasher zamam lasos lachiv, so okay, true. V'yartam ramikar becha. So what? So what? But he's not achiv, right? According to Rabbi Yehuda, he's not achiv. So how does v'yartam ramikar becha have to do with anything? So l'chara the pshat is that v'yartam ramikar becha says that we should darshan this in a way to make you chayiv. Right? Because of this principle of Uviyata Ramakir Becha, in this case, Rabbi Yehuda is going to darshan Achiv to mean Achiv B'mitzvos. And since an Eved is in fact Achiv B'mitzvos, he agrees. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that the Ma'aser are Chai B'mitzvos. So Memela, he's in the Parsha of Hazama. Right? In other words, what comes out is that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Eved is Achiv B'mitzvos. It's not the Pshat that the Rabbanan say, the Eved's Achiv B'mitzvos, and Rabbi Yehuda says, not at all. Rather, Rabbi Yehuda thinks that when it says Achiv in the Parsha of Kinatzu Anashim Yachadav, Anashim Achiv is coming Lafuke Eved. And Rabbanan say, no, he is Yesh Lo Achiv B'mitzvos. But even perhaps according to Rabbi Yehuda, to some degree, in other words, because of the drasha of Uviyachar Mekirbecha, will say, in that Parsha, he is Achiv B'mitzvos. Now, this relates to another point that Tosfos brings up, right? Tosfos, Dibamasa Bechsev, asks, according to Rabbi Yehuda, why is there an Isser Ribis or Onah by Eved Kenani? And likewise, Angonev, Eved Kenani should be Pater. And even Staka, you shouldn't have to give him. Because in all four of these partios, it uses the words Achva. So Tosfos seems to answer, well, at least with respect to Staka, he says, maybe in a Chanami. It sounds a little bit like from Maseches Gittin that you don't have to give an Eved Staka. Why? Because the Gemara says that during a Shnas Betzoyas, the Eved, according to one opinion over there in the Gemara, the Eved could say to the Adon, either give me food or free me so I could go collect Staka. So that implies that as long as he's an Eved, he's not collecting stock. Now, it's not Muchach. That's what Tosfos says. It's Mashma that way a little bit. It's not Muchach, because it could be that people will be more generous to him if he's not an Eved. As long as he's an Eved, they'll say, you know, let your master give you. But Tosfos says a little bit, it's Mashma from there, that they're Pturim from Staka. But the truth is, it's interesting, Lashon in Tosfos. I don't think Tosfos means to say you're entirely Mufka from Staka. First of all, why would you be? Because, again, according to the Chachamim, it's Achav B'mitzvos, right? So, if you look at the Lashon of Tosfos, what does he say? De'ein kol kach chov alitein staka le'evet. In other words, it's a little bit less. And certainly, people did give staka to avadim. What's the raya? Right? Because the Gemara over there later on says, even according to the opinion that says you're allowed to say to the Eved, Asemi Veini Zamcha, right? The Gemara quoted it before. So you could say to the Eved, go around at night and be ask for money, go begging, right? Be Machzel Apsachim. So obviously people are giving tzedaka to Avadim. He just says, it's Eino Tzarech Liten Lo Kolkach. So what does Kolkach mean? So I assume Pshat is that it's sort of like, sort of, you know, we have the principal in Staka that Karov is Kodem. So he's not as much of a Karov, and therefore that's the Chiyuv is a little bit less. But even Tosus isn't saying you're totally Pata from Staka. It's in Kol Kachov Alitim Staka. And that's the pshat based off of Karov Kodem, that the Eved is seen as a little more rachok than you know, maybe he's more karov than a guy, but more rachok than a regular Yisrael. And that's why Tosfos implies this would be true even for the Rabbanan. Now, then Tosfos says, well, what about kidnapping? So there's no kidnapping if you're going to have nefesh avdo, even according to the Rabbanan, because it's his b'nei Yisrael. Eved isn't b'chlal b'nei Yisrael, which is sort of like we're saying. He's achlo b'mitzvos, but he's not b'chlal b'nei Yisrael. What about ribis and onah? So then Tosfos says something very interesting. Tosfos says it's not really so shayach for an eved, because en kinyan le'eved below rabba. So the Minchas Chinuch asks, well, one second, it is shayach, right? If you give it al menas she'en le'rabba reshuspo. So you could have a eved with assets, and then you have to, you know, figure out in terms of ribis and onah. So what does Tosfos mean? It's impossible. So maybe the answer is Tosfos says no, not shayach bailus at all by an eved, because since the eved is the property of the adom, so even if you gave it to the eved as a matanam nashem rabba rishuspo, it wouldn't be the eved's, right? It would be yours. So that's why Tosfos says it's not shayach ribis and onah, because an eved can't have any property. But I think it doesn't sound that way from the sugya, because in the sugya over there that's doubting about get shechur, it does sound like you could give a eved a kinyan al menashe l'nava reshuspo. So the Yochlin Ner explains what Tosfos means is it's not shchiach. In other words, it's not very likely for an eved to have assets. You could theoretically do it if you had a al menashe l'nava reshuspo, but it's not shchiach. Now, I didn't understand what that meant, because so what, it's not shchiach? We're not talking about like a gzera d'rabana, right? We're trying to darshan the psukim. When the psukim say achiv in the parsha of ribis and onah, so we want to know what's the din by an eved, right? So you're going to tell me, okay, it's not so shchiach. So it's not so shchiach. So when it happens, what's the din? Usually when we talk about something as not being shchiach, so okay, it's not shchiach, so they weren't going to make a takana d'rabana. It goes in gzera, it's not shchiach. But here we're dealing with a din d'raisa. I'm not sure what he meant. Maybe means it's not mistaber that the words achiv are coming to be memayit, a case that's very unlikely. Maybe. Because it's very unlikely for it to happen. So it's more likely it's coming to be memayit a guy from Ribis and Onah. Again, it's not just memayit a guy. I'm not sure. Fine. Yes?
So, well, what should have been stuck with an eved if you're not
a rishis? So he doesn't starve. It's not talking about. That's what you're saying. That's the pshat. In other words, when an eved goes around and says, can you give me food? I'm hungry. And you give him a sandwich, he's allowed to eat it, right? So it's not gezel from the rav, because that's clearly al menashe l'rabo v'shuspo. Or the rav surely doesn't mind the eved eating the food he collects, because otherwise he's going to starve. Right? In other words, even if you go like the opinion that you could say, asei mi vein nizancha, it doesn't mean you could starve the Eved. The Eved has to, it means that I don't have to pay for your food. Go earn your own food, right? So go around doing begging at night or working at night and then eat that food. But there's no way that he can, he could starve the Eved. Yeah.
The Gemara talking about the whole sugya, if you hold the Yishaked by Lamamish, then you can't just do give a gift al manas that your Baal doesn't have reshus. You need a lot more of a lashon.
Whatever it is a lashon like that possible? Is it possible to give a gift to an Eved? So that's what the Menchas Chinuch says, that from that sugya it sounds like there is a way to do it. So then the question is, what does Tosfos mean? Okay. Fine. So now the Gemara gets into another question, which is the din of Eved for Eidos. Elamiata. Oh, we actually first did another point. L'rabbanan eved yeh kashal malchus, because he's achiv ben mitzvos. Yekev achecha tesim alecha melech. Amid latam etzach shilah ger, l'divri akol. Ger is certainly achiv. And yet we know he's pasul for malchus. Ela amarkra, yekev achecha, mimuvcha shebachecha. And therefore, an eved would be pasul. Well, mi'ata l'rabbanan yeh eved kashal edus, t'chziv, v'inei eid sheker, he'id sheker ina be'achiv. So since, according to the Rabbanan, he is achiv b'mitzvos, so an eved should be kasher as an aid. Amar ula, eidus lamatis amrit asya, eidus b'kavachomer mi'isha, uma isha shehi ru'uya lavo b'kav, su'ula le'idus, eved shehi ru'uya lavo b'kav, eino din shepasal eidus. Ay, ma li'isha shekein eino ru'uya l'mila, tomer b'eved shu'ray l'mila, even though it's the Adam's responsibility, but he's right l'mila. Katan yochiyah, she'enu right l'mila. Upasa le'edos. Ma l'katan she'enu b'mitzvos. Tomer b'evichu b'mitzvos. Isha tochiyah, she'eshtu b'mitzvos. Upasa le'edos. Upasa re'edin, l'rizek, rizek, l'rizek, rizek, rizek. But if it's no longer a kavachomer, it's a tzadashava. What's a tzadashava? Tzadashava shbahen, she'ken, enan b'chol mitzvos. Upsulim l'hayid. Avni avi avid. She'enam b'chol mitzvos, u'pasal ha'ayid. Ay, ma'ala tzad shavu she'en she'ken eno ish, tomer b'aved shu ish. Ma'ala tesi migazlan, ma'ala gazlan she'ken ma'isiv gar mulo, tomer b'aved she'en ma'isiv gar mulo, ala tesi migazlan m'chad mehanach. Interesting limud. That's option one. Option two, mar b'ed ravin amar, amar kra, lo yumsu avos albanim. Yumsu al pi avos, she'ein lahem chayes banim. The pasuk comes to exclude aved who has no chayes banim. Tisak adaitach kide amrina yumsu avos al banim, meaning be'edus banim. Lichter rachman al yumsu avos al bneim. My banim shmamina al yumsu al pi avos, she'ein lahem chayes banim. El miata. Uvanul yumsu al avos, achan amidul yumsu al pi banim shem lam chiyus avos. Ela ger achan amidul lifsal edus. So according to that explanation, a ger shem yosem edus, it's not true. Ami hachi ashta, ger nidim al chiyus lamala, lamata yesh lo chiyus. Afuke yavet, shem al chiyus lamala vlo lamata. Tisagadaitach ger pasul edus. Lichter achman al yumsu avos al b'neyan. Lichadam rinan. Yumsu be'edus banim v'nechtav rachmana banim yumsu alavos v'sham ina trei chada de la chada lo yumsu banim be'edus avos v'idach lo yumsu api banim she'en lam achias avos v'ev nafka lemikal v'chomer miger umager de l'mala hu de'en lochias av l'mata yesh lochias pasal edus v'ev she'en lochias lo l'mala lo l'mata en udin she apostolates. Ella midachsir rachmana lo yumsu avos al banim. Dimash lo yumsu al pi avos she'en lo chiyas banim. Shemina, evet shen lo chiyas banim. Chiyas lo lamala lo lamata hu depasol leidos avager. Kevin chiyas lo chiyas lamata kasha leidos. Chitay melichta rachmana banim lo yumsu al avos sehem. Lama li dekasir rachmana banim lo yumsu al avos. Dimash lo yumsu al pi banim she'en lo chiyas avos. Nah, I did because of Loyumsu Avos Albanim, because of Nami, Uvanim Loyumsu Avos. We have two sources for the Psul Eidos. Fine. That is the Gemara. So, Tosfos asks that why do we need this whole Drasha? We have many places where we make a Gzeira Shava Lala Misha. So, for example, mitzvos. So we should say over here that the reason why an Eved Kanani is possible for Eidos is because of Lala Misha, because of the Gzeira Shava. So Tosfos answers that the Gzeira Shava is only L'hachmir L'Eved, in other words, to be L'chayv over mitzvos, but not L'garo Yisrael. And that's why by Eidos, which is Amdu Shnei Anashim, and an Eved is an Ish, we would think that an Eved is Chayav. Kamash Malan is a kasher for Eidos, Kamash Malan, which is also an interesting point terms of how Gzeirah Shavos work. Tosfos in Tzvachim on Daf Kuf Gimel on the Aleph gives a different answer to this question. Yesh lomar gabei mitzvos hudi alfin and me'adadim Gzeirah Shava de la la. Aval gabei edus lo shayach lemeilef de'en tovi ben emanas sheharei Moshe v'Aaron lo me'idim lo mishum de lo me'amni hilkach echad gali gali. Very interesting idea. In other words, you can't learn from Gzeirah Shava to edus, because Eidos has nothing to do with Nemanos. The kashrus of Eidos is Gzeiras HaKasef. It's not the pshat that those who are possible from Eidos are less credibility. Why? Because Moshe and Aaron are psulim for Eidos because of their korban. In terms of believability, can't do much better than Moshe and Aaron. Right? So Elamai, it's Gzeiras HaKasef, so it's only that which is said beferish, and therefore you can't even learn from a Gzeirah Shavah. Also interesting application to the limitations of Gzeirah Shavah. The Rambam has another makor, not the makor in our Gemara. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Eidos Perek Tes Halacha Dalet, Ha'avadim psulim Eidos Min HaTorah, Shenemar, Vasisem lo kasher zamam lasos le'achiv mechlal she'achiv kamohu Ma achiv ben bris, af ha'ed ben bris, kavachomer la'akum. Im avanim shem b'mixas mitzvahs psulim la'akum lo kol shekei. So the Rambam ignores the two drashas in our Gemara and gives you a made-up drasha. So the Kesef Mishnah is bothered by this. He writes, v'tzarech iya in hecha isa. It sounds like the Rambam has some other source, maybe a Medrash or the like, some other place where maybe this drasha that the Rambam states appears. But the Kesef Mishnah says, I don't know where the Rambam got this from. The Lacha Mishnah, I think the Radvaz also says something like that, there must have been some other source for this Rambam. The Lacha Mishnah points out that it's not just that the Rambam happens to learn from a different place, but the nature of his derivation is against our sugya, right? In other words, for example, the Rambam's learning it out from Achva, which it's not the way Rabbi Yehuda learns it either, but it's like a variation of Rabbi Yehuda's shita that Achim is coming l'mayit Evet. So it's particularly strange that the Rambam would quote a different source than our Gemara. It's not just a different source, but it's seemingly incompatible. The Markevis HaMishnah also addresses this issue. He writes that the Rambam's Nigrar Achar HaYerushalmi. What does it say over there? My time Rabbi Yehuda me achiv afilu b'mikza afilu miktas achiv, meaning chetzu eved and chetzu ben chorin. My time Rabbanan me achiv ad shekulo achiv ad kan. Now, as Yerushalmi says, why is an Eved possible? Because you need Kulo Achiv. So this goes back to what we were talking about before, which is that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a Shtikl Achiv b'mitzvos, and even according to Rabbanan, it's not Achiv b'mitzvos l'gamrei, right? For example, like Tosa says, even according to Rabbanan, you're not full-fledged Chayiv and Staka. Eved is somewhere in between. Okay, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it might be further, closer to Guy, and according to the Rabbanan, it might be closer to Yisrael. But for both opinions, an Eved is somewhere in no man's land. And that's what Yerushalmi brings out, and that's where the Rambam is sort of based off of. Why do you quote this Yerushalmi when the Bavli has different drashos? So that's what he writes for. We've seen so many times, Lechein Derech Rabbeinu, Lichtov drasha pshuta, and his karis b'shum makom. Afal pisheinu holich al derech shas didan k'mavur barbi makomos. In other words, the two sources that the Gemara Bavli brings for the psul edus of an eved are like super duper complicated, right? Super duper complicated. Like quasi kavachomer slash mematzinu from, or this very complex derivation from reading the Psukim of Lo Yamsu Avos. So the Rambam, Kedarko, wants a simpler explanation. The Lech Mishnah says, yeah, but it's fundamentally at odds with our sugya. And what we're saying is maybe it's not so fundamentally at odds with our sugya, because even our sugya does not ultimately state that the Eved is totally achiv in every sense, even according to the Rambanah. Okay. Now, Tosfos also brings up another very interesting issue, which is worth thinking about a little bit, though not too much, because it's not really our sugya, but Tosfos brings it in, so I'll mention it. So Tosfos, right, this is, brings in the Dibur Maschil Yehei, is medayik from our sugya, that a guy is possible for Eda Smidya Yaisa. Why? Because by Eved, the Gemara says that it's totally an achiv. So, in other words, the Gemara says, I understand according to Yehuda, and Eved is possible because according to Yehuda, it's not achiv. But according to the Rabbanan, who say, Avadim are achiv, so then maybe an Eved should be kasher. Eidus, and the Gemara comes up with some type of derivation, why even with Rabbanan, an Eved is possible for Eidus. Mashma Gai, that's certainly not Achiv, would certainly be possible, Midaraisa, for Eidus. So Tosfos writes, and this is not like Rashi and Gittin. Rashi and Gittin says that an Eved, sorry, that a Gai is Kasher Midaraisa. Now, we'll talk about why Rashi says in Eved, a guy is kasha mideraisa for Eidus in a moment. But what about Tosfos is kasha? How could you, how would you mean Yashav the kasha from our sugyas? Chasam Sofer and Tshuva gives two answers, but the second answer that he gives is really fascinating, which is a guy is achiv the mitzvos. What mitzvos? Mitzvos dinim. In other words, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about Eidus. So a guy is shayach to the parsha of Eidus because a guy is chayiv and dinim. Mashen kein and eved, he's not achiv in that mitzvah, and therefore he's pasul mideraisa. Why is an eved not shayach and dinim? I assume because it's not really biyado. Mashen kein to set up a legal system and the like. Mashen kein, a guy is dafka chayiv in dinim, which includes Eidus. So anyway, in terms of the kashrus of Gayim as Eidim, we really find, I think, three main shitos in the Rishonim. The first opinion is the Rashi and Gittin that Tosfos quotes over here. And the Tashbetz explains this Rashi. The Tashbetz, if you want to look at it, is Chelek Aleph, Siman Ayin Ches. And he says over there, it's also the opinion of the Chachmei Tzarfatim. And the Tashbetz says that why is a guy kasha for Eidus Midoraisa? Because it says, Andu Shneha Nashim. So a guy is an Ish. So anyone who's an Nashim is kasher. And avadim are only possible because of the fancy schmancy drasha that we have over here, however exactly you learn. And basically says, look, there's no place in the Torah where there's a psul for a gayim, like krovim or other psulim. The only time we find that gayim are possible for Eidus is by Gittin, Kiddushin, and Shechri Avadim, which are learned from Gittin. Because there, since the Gemara says in Gittin, they're not shaykh but Torah is Gittin v'kiddushin, so they're not shaykh to be Eidim. Masha'en kein, for regular Eidus, like Dine Mamonos, a guy is Nitzdavu Bohem, and Memela is Kashar Medaraisa. Which is an interesting point. In other words, how do we look at the nature of Dinim, Shinitzdavu B'nei Noah? And this, you know, is it totally, it sort of relates to our discussion a couple of days ago about the nature of Yisrael with respect to Hashem and Mitzvah and Noach. The yesod of Rashi is that in matters where a guy and a Jew are both shaykh to, like let's say dinim, so then a man lo guy is kasher for Eidus Midaraisa. And in matters where Gayim are not shaykh in Eidus, like Gittin and Kiddushin, right? Because there ain't number of Gittin and Kiddushin, so the Mela Gai is possible. Where there's commonality, there's kashras. But, Midirabbanan, our Tosis points out, there's a psul for Eidus, even according to Rashi, it would be possible Midirabbanan with the exception, and the Tashkent says that's presumably because Asher PMD Bershav, the Lachshash Meshaker, except in cases where Lamaisa, there's no concern of Meshaker, like Shtaros Ha'olam Nerkos, Shelahem, right, where we know the Gemara says, you know, they treat their courts very seriously, so then Shtaros Ha'olam Nerkos Shel Gai Merkosher, or Mesiach Lefitumo, we know that a guy is Kasher Mesiach Lefitumo. Sometimes, so that's basically where there's no chashash meshaker, that's when it's okay. So that's the first school of thought. The opinion of the Ram, of the Rashi, and the Tashbates, the Das HaTzarfatim. The other opinion is Tosfos, and this is also the view of the Rambam, that the Rambam's Eidos Perek Tes El Chadal, this is basically Exer Sakasov saying that Gayim are possible from Eidos. What is the Exer Sakasov? Either because of Achiv, right? Sheker Anav Achiv is not Achiv, or because in the Parsha of Edom Zomerman it says Kasha Zanam Lasos Lachiv, and Achiv Kamohu is not a Ben Bris, like we saw in the Rambam. In the same halacha, right? The Rambam says that it's a Kavachomer. If Avadim are Pasol, because it says Achiv, so Kavachomer, a guy is Pasol. So then how do you explain Arkos? So if you go like the Taisus Rambam school of thought, then it's the opposite of Rashi, that sometimes the Chachamim were misakim, where we're sure that they aren't lying, that their Eidos works. So for example, Eidim HaChasumim Arkos Shel Gayim Akshayim, or because of Dina D'Machus Adina, or the like. Good. And then the third view is that they are Pasul Min HaTorah, but not because of Exer Sakasov, but because there's a chash that they're gazlanim, or there's a presumption that they're gazlanim, and a gazlan is possible for Eidos. And that's why, this is what the Hagos HaShri says about it, that's why any case where it's Yiduim, Muchzakim, She'enim, Shekranim, it's Kasher. And the Ketzais, Simen, Samachesiv, Kanal, that's the Pshat and Rashi as well. Okay, it's similar to the first pshat, but slightly different. Fine. One or two other aros. The Gemara says katan yochiach sheyeshno b'mila. So it's very interesting that we say this because a katan is not chayav b'mila, right? He becomes chayav when he becomes a gadol. The other is chayav b'mila's b'nal, where if the father doesn't do it, based then does it, but the katan is in chayav. So what does it mean, yesh no b'mila? So I once heard from a staff who said in the name of Shlomo Zalman Arbach that it's not shayach that a human being is or could be a chafza shel mitzvah. In other words, if you're chayav lamulo, so al karchacha, he's yesh no b'mila. You're right. There's no formal obligation upon him to do it. But he's a human being, so he's not a chefza. So memela is yashna b'mila. And that's enough for this yochiach. Maybe you see similar, we saw a similar thing in Tosfos, just last Tosfos, on Pei Zayin of Adach. Remember Tosfos, Yivar Masko v'chein. So Tosfos says, Naishna suma that's chayiv midrabanan and yachol lifros al shema, ulhot yachayrim. So that's because kriya shema is dirabanan. Mashem kim katan, so, what he's bothered by? He's bothered by Katan should also be able to be Motzi Acheirim because he's Giel Chanach, he's Chayv Medir Rabbanan. So, just like the Sumas Chayv Medir Rabbanan, he could do it, so to the Katan's Chayv Medir Rabbanan. So, Tosfos doesn't just answer. Now, so you could have answered, no, Katan isn't Chayv Medir Rabbanan. Katan, the father, is Chayv Chanech has been up, right? It's not quite what Tosos answers. Tosos answers that the katan is gara because his chiyuv derabanan is only l'chancha. It's not a chiyuv be'etzem. So the mele can't be motzi g'daylim even though the g'dolim only chayv derabanan. Hashem came the chiyuv of the sum as a chiyuv be'etzem from the mele. He could be motzi g'daylim. In other words, you see from Tosfos, that Tosfos is assuming, certainly in this question, but even in his answer, that a katan is to some degree shayach in the mitzvos, even as a katan, right? Which is, again, what the Gemara over here says, that he's yeshno b'mila. Now, you can't be, you can't just be a katan and totally mufka. So I think maybe we'll stop here. Look at that, we finished early. To go back to Shir at Shir at 2:30. I think we will wait till the next Sugya to start that tomorrow. So that's the Sugya of Kinyan Pirska Kinyan Agufdam, which is a Gishmach Sugya. Luckily, tomorrow we have an extra long Seder. So it's a very, very broad Sugya. So obviously, we're not going to be able to do the whole thing. But if you have time, it's Kedai to look at, if you have, besides the Rishonim, I suppose, over here, there's some interesting achronim that might be worth looking at. There's a tshuva from the Igros Moshe, Choshen Mishpat Chelek Aleph Simen Samach Beis. He writes about this much more about Rishonim and the Igros Moshe, which I have over there, but if you want a shorter version, take a look there. And there's a couple of very interesting Ketzosa Choshens, but if you have time to look at one that isn't too long, Simen Resh Nun Zion Sifkat Megillah. It's worth looking at, and we'll discuss those tomorrow as well. Somehow or another, we'll have to figure out some Machshava connection.
It's always Machshava connection.
All right. Shkayach.
Two parts.